Hello?
Yes, sir.
Well, Harry, it looks like he did better than anybody thought, huh?
Yes, sir. He cut this fella closer than they expected.
Yeah.
NBC projects that there'll be an 8 percentage point difference when all the votes in California.
That sure shows that these pollsters were probably bought off by the Kennedy crowd, don't you think? Well, that son of a bitch Mervyn Field, you know, has been always loaded to the left. He had him showing 2-1.
Right, sir.
And ABC had it almost 2-1.
Right.
And the other thing, of course, is that we a lot of people may have misjudged those debates. Everybody thought that they were helping. They may have thought McGovern was too slick, and hustling Hubert looked a little bit. What do you think? What the hell happened here?
When you look at it all the way around, it does appear that McGovern got cut down. He got cut closer, like in New Mexico.
I heard.
Barely.
33-29. Huh?
Right. Then in New Jersey, it's hard to get a head-to-head vote count in New Jersey because of the way they ran the thing out there.
Okay, hold just a minute.
Yes, sir. And
hold just a minute.
Yes, sir. Got a voting machine problem in New Jersey, and of course we have a three-hour vote count delay in California because of a judge's order in San Francisco. And this is why these returns are hard to get from these two key states.
But on the other hand, isn't about 78% in, or
so? 79% in California.
Even with the delay.
Right, sir. And if that is
what,
only...
What are the votes? Who's out, do you know?
San Francisco has got some out, and Los Angeles and Orange County. Those are the three places.
Well, Los Angeles and Orange, that'll help Hubert.
Yes, sir.
San Francisco will probably help, of course, it's heavily Catholic. It might just not help McGovern all that much.
But I think what you can draw out of this thing is that the debates must have cut McGovern down some, not only in California, but also evidently over in New Mexico, and I think to some degree up in New Jersey also.
Well, isn't this about what we want, though?
Yes, sir.
Because he's got the delegates. He's got now about 900, hasn't he?
Yes, sir. Got about 900 delegates, and
he's going to get 200 out of New York, isn't he?
Over 200 out of New York. He's going there with over 1,200 at a minimum. You see, he's working on uncommitted. He said he's going to be spending the rest of his time working on these uncommitted delegates on the bandwagon psychology. So I think, I guess we want him to get it, but not to win as big as in these primaries as it looked like he was going to win.
I got a report, too, that Ashbrook didn't do as well as everybody said. He's going to get 20%. He didn't make that, did he?
10%, that's all, yes, sir.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
When yes, sir.
That was his big effort, wasn't it?
Right, sir. In, as they say, Cookie, California.
But, you know, there's a lot of conservatives.
Right, sir.
But you come up with 90-10, that's pretty good.
Yes,
in an uncontested...
Right.
Because we didn't do a damn thing out there.
No, I would say that yesterday looked good from what we would have probably desired, unless we really wanted Hubert to upset him out there, just to mess it up a little.
With this, however, will give the Hubert people encouragement, the Stop Humphrey people encouragement, don't you think?
Yes, sir.
And make for a better fight.
Right. Right. And I noticed, by the way, too, that the governors out at in Houston were not pleased with the McGovern visit.
Well, you wouldn't tell that from the press, but who'd you hear from then?
Well, actually, there was a Post story this morning indicating...
Post? Well, I didn't see today's paper.
Indicating that they were not satisfied. The ones who...
It's kind of like Goldwater going to the convention in Cleveland, and, you know. They weren't satisfied, but they still nominated him, huh?
Right, sir. And the talk out there was that he kept mentioning, McGovern kept mentioning Askew, although there's been more and more of this Mills talk on the ticket.
Mills is the one I want.
Yeah.
You know, now, Mills is the most overrated fellow as a national candidate you could find. He's a terrific operator, but Jesus Christ, you ever seen?
No, sir. And
awful.
And he has no impact in the South. I mean, he has no impact.
Well, they'll figure he's a traitor.
Right. Exactly.
Anything, Ed Sennett, what about Ellender?
Ellender has got a primary. He didn't have his primary yesterday.
Oh, I see.
No, so he didn't have his primary. Now, we expect, by the way, that Ellender will get knocked off by this fellow Bennett Johnston. And Johnston will be voting substantially with you. He has made that known privately.
With me? I thought he was a liberal.
No, sir. No, sir. He says that he...
Then we don't want a candidate against him, do we?
Well, we can't really find a first-rate candidate, Mr. President. That's our problem in Louisiana.
We had a pretty good gubernatorial candidate.
Yeah, Trinion. David Trinion.
What about getting him to run?
Well, he ended up in debt in the governor's race, and he's thinking about running for a vacant congressional seat. But he doesn't want to make this Senate race, having just made the governor's race. He doesn't want to lose again.
Yeah. He's a hell of a guy.
He is a good man.
Harry, are you watching? I told Colson and to pass it to all the political fellows, to you and Mitchell and the rest, but you're watching these states because, let me tell you, Connolly, before he left, told me strongly, he says, now, for God's sakes, be sure to field candidates in these states like North Carolina,
yes,
where these guys are getting knocked off. Are we doing it?
Yes.
See, this may be the year when the incumbents go out, just like the incumbent governors went out in 70.
Right.
Are we doing that?
Yes, and we're encouraging these Republicans not to, we don't want to field candidates against people like Joe Wagner running for
Congress. Oh, God, let me tell you, I'll never talk to anybody who runs against Joe Wagner.
But we are encouraging them to file them in many of these other places just in the event there's a real presidential sweep down in
McGovern.
Yes, sir.
McGovern and Mills, or there's some talk about McGovern and Teddy. You think that will happen?
I don't see why he would do it. I don't see why he would do it.
Clean himself up for next time, you know, make a Herculean effort.
But just from what I see and hear, I believe McGovern's continuing to think more and more in terms of Askew is a guy that his people could buy, you see, as a Southerner who was courageous on busing.
Let me tell you, Askew wouldn't help him one whit in Florida.
No, sir.
Do you think?
No, sir. No, sir. I agree with you.
I'd just soon for him to take Askew.
It'd be only thing it would be it would look like a little psychological breeze would blow there that by virtue of taking a Southerner on, McGovern had moderated a little bit.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't do him any good in the South because Askew's considered a trade on busing.
Yeah, and that's still the issue.
That's right.
Yeah.
One of our own that turns, we hit him more, you know.
You're right. That's right.
Now,
what is the situation in South Dakota? We got a good candidate there?
Well, this guy Hirsch and the Attorney General are going to have to run off. I guess Hirsch will win.
Who's Hirsch?
He is a former state senator, former Senate Majority Leader.
Is he a good man?
Republicans. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But Abizarek, however you pronounce his name, is another McGovern. The
goddammit,
the congressman and McGovern at the top of that ticket.
That'd be tough.
It's going to be hard to save my seat.
Well, I don't know. You never know about South Dakota, though. It isn't like Maine.
Yes.
You know, if we really work that state, that is not a Democratic state.
Right. But unfortunately, the Democrats do have the best politician in this congressman who's running. I mean, he is another McGovern so far as tending to the home base.
I'll be damned.
And so we're going to have a tough job with that one. Now, we've got a real good chance in North Carolina with this fellow Jesse Helms, who's a conservative.
I've heard that. Radio commentator? Television.
Television. And I really think we can pull that off. And, of course, these Southerners are concerned, Southern governors are concerned that the McGovern race versus you with no Wallace in there, they're scared that other spots will fall, you know.
Well, we could get some congressmen, Harry.
Yes, sir.
Hmm?
Yes, sir. We sure could. And that's what we're trying to get these Southerners ready to do down there, is to have some people slotted in the event it looks that way.
I called Goldwater on the phone yesterday, and he's in good spirits. He's going to support us on the Moscow thing. He says he's got a few technical questions, but he says, I think you had a great trip. I think that's turning out pretty well, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got Thurman and Tower going to support you, too.
And as you go around, how do you find the reaction there?
Mr. President, the man in the street thinks you have reached the zenith, I mean, really, in the eyes of the people. And
what is the reason? Just because I was in Moscow, or what was done,
well,
or what? What is it?
One, because you've...
What's your analysis, I mean?
You've gone to these two enemy countries, is the way a lot of people view it. They think that takes guts. Secondly, is you have borders between the United States and Vietnam.
Vietnam, yeah, they like that, don't they?
Yes, sir. That is the American way.
And they like the fact we're still mining them and bombing the bastards till we get back to boys.
That's right. That's right. Now, you've got the best of both possible worlds there. And people want to feel like there's a chance for peace, the right kind of peace.
They want peace, but they don't want to surrender, so it's sort of
that's
a mixed
right.
bag.
Yes, sir. You've got both working both sides of the street very well. But there is a feeling of euphoria. You know, I don't think people are talking about changing their horses at this point because you've got this thing moving. And you just
well, we can have some ups and downs between now and then because you know the Russians may screw around with the Chinese, but on the other hand, we got them both boxed in pretty good. If one screws us, then we can go the other way.
Sure. Right.
And they know it.
Well, I find in talking to conservative groups, just since your trip and since the SALT agreement, that it's easy behind closed doors to get them all applauding for the SALT thing, even with a few birches in the room. The sentiment is so strong that this is you making the right move. People trust you. These people trust you.
Well, they know, too, that I drove awful hard bargains over there. You know,
right.
We didn't settle that lease because the interest rate was wrong. Well, that's a pretty good thing to say.
Right.
You know, and that we insisted on the sub things, on their retiring 200 old missiles. Oh, well, that's pretty good stuff.
And when you get Goldwater to go along with this thing, and we don't have any major infections other than Ashbrook, that takes care of it with the right, most of the right.
Oh, yeah, we'll have some, I mean, human events and some
yeah.
of those. Once they see the whites of McGovern's eyes, good God, they just got to get with us, don't you think?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What do you
question this thing looks like McGovern did get hurt some in those debates.
Did get hurt, but do you think that what'll happen now that the Democratic Convention will have a better fight, but that McGovern still win it, huh?
Yes, sir. I think if they stop him now, I think
they'd have a walk-off.
Come apart at the seams. I don't think his people would take being stopped. And I got the impression out at the Houston governor's meeting that I talked to Governor Jimmy Carter.
Did you go out there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good.
I talked to some of those governors out there who are leading the anti-McGovern movement. And they're talking it, but they're not really getting it off the ground. They can't get a handle on it because they've got no one to stop him with.
Well, they might turn to Hubert now.
Yeah. They
you got to hand it to old Hubie. He still tries, doesn't he?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But Hubert says he's going to make it unanimous convention when they get through, regardless of how it comes out.
Oh, he'll support the ticket. Oh, hell yeah.
Right.
Of course, that's the way to run. Anyway.
Right.
But you know Hubert well. He's that kind of a fellow.
Right.
He always has been.
But I'll tell you, Mr. President, that there is a concern among the knowledgeable people about this McGovern thing. You're going to see more enthusiasm behind your campaign simply on the basis that people are scared of McGovern.
But you don't think his efforts to clean... You see, he's cleaning himself up. See, remember, Barry tried to clean himself up a little after his convention, but the media killed him.
Right.
Now, McGovern will have the help of the media. What's your view of that?
Well, he'll have the help, but
you know,
I think that time that
they're trying to say that he's just a Midwestern populist in the great tradition of William Jennings Bryan and George Norris and so forth. Now, what's your answer to that?
Well, I think the McGovern-Humphrey first debate, where Hubert cut him up, is all you need for that to disprove that. I mean, that's a matter of record now. It's not... You can get that tape and you can show portions of it and drive the point across that this is what Hubert Humphrey thought of him, you see, and what Hubert Humphrey had to say about him. Because you probably didn't see that, but...
No, I did not see any of
it. Really cut him on that, and he had him on the defensive. It was so much so that Larry O'Brien or somebody got to Hubert and cut him off on the second debate. But he really lashed him, and he made him look ridiculous, and he made him look very extreme.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that those debates alone are insurance that he can't clean himself up too much. If he cleans himself up too much, too, his purest followers are going to give him a problem. So he can't.
One thing about busing, let me say that, as you probably know, and I deny this or said, but assuming the Congress doesn't do anything about it,
yes.
About the 15th of September, we'll move on the constitutional amendment thing.
Good.
And boy, that'll draw that issue, won't it?
Yes, sir. Well, you can see what that is with Wallace out there doing that well in New Mexico, not even turning his hand.
Yeah. Poor fellow, he's not doing very well in the hospital, is he?
No, sir. Some reporters from Alabama who've been covering him all the way through told us yesterday that he he's in much worse shape than they're putting out.
Well,
he just got out of the intensive care room, you know, yesterday.
Well, they got out of it?
They did take him out of that yesterday. But they say that he's got much further to go. Jimmy Carter, John West, these governors who've seen him, Governor Perea of Puerto Rico just saw him the other day, and they all say he's not in good shape at all. They're worried about infection setting in and causing spinal meningitis and other complications. And
well, one thing, he just can't campaign, Harry. I don't care how. Don't you agree?
Right, sir.
Or could he? I suppose in 3 months he'll get in a wheelchair, but...
I don't think he can. And another thing is, if it's McGovern versus you, if he does come on in a third-party role, for instance, in the South, we can do more to scare people.
I make that last time?
Than last time, because they're more afraid of McGovern than they were Humphrey last time.
Oh, I know. Because Hubie, they thought, well, he's a happy fellow, but he doesn't mean it.
Yeah. But I don't underestimate Wallace taking advantage of an opportunity, but I don't think physically he can take advantage of this opportunity. And that's why I'm beginning to believe it's going to be McGovern versus you with no Wallace.
I would hope that would be it, so we'd have a clear-cut fight.
And if that turns out, why, that'd be mighty good. Although Bob McCoy, who is Munt's right-hand man for many years, you know, wrote me a note the other day, and he said, do not underestimate McGovern. He said, we underestimate him in South Dakota consistently.
Yeah. Well, everybody says he's clever, and
yes, sir,
and he'll play anything, but we won't there's no danger of our underestimating him.
Right.
The main thing is, though, is to do what they didn't do in South Dakota. You've got to take him on for his goddamn radical views.
Right, sir.
And hard. I mean, I shouldn't, but Democrats should.
As I view this thing, Mr. President, there is a little mood sweeping the country about throwing people out, you know, throw the rest.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
You have, instead of letting the incumbency take you down, you have capitalized upon it with what your moves on peace and Vietnam and so forth, and they've got a reason to keep you in instead of throwing you out. And that's where I think that McGovern's drive that he's depending on to throw the rascals out as he picks up more and more momentum, I think that's where he's going to be foiled. You're making something out of the incumbency. You're making yourself indispensable. And these other guys who are getting knocked off are not in that position. Most of them are too old. That's the problem with some of them.
Yeah, age certainly had a factor with Jordan.
Right.
And I don't think Jordan helped himself by deserting us on Vietnam either.
That's right. That's right. But I think things look better. I feel it.
How's that? Who's our candidate in Senate candidate in North Carolina?
That guy Jesse Helms.
Helms. Yeah. I was governor. I meant governor.
Well, governor, you've got Holthouse now.
Did he beat
Barely edged Gardner out in a very, very bitter thing.
Oh, it's always, it would be bitter
Holthouse
with Gardner.
Holthouse took full advantage of pictures he had with you and letters from you, and he really wrapped himself around you. That's why he won. He won that thing.
Yeah, because he's not a very exciting fellow.
No,
Gardner's a much better candidate.
Right.
But Gardner, I think, made a very grave error in 1968 by departing from me. Don't you think so?
He paid for it this year. That's what Holthouse beat him with. Gardner should have whipped the whole town, but whipped him by using his relationship with you. Now, that governor's race is more difficult to win because it turned out that way and it was such a bitter struggle. But still, with your sweeping through North Carolina, the potential is there to pull that governor candidate in, because in North Carolina you've never gotten below 46-47% for governor in any recent election on the Republican side. So I know we would have made it if Gardner had won, I feel.
Yeah.
But I think it can be done with a sweep down through there. And now we've got a problem down in Mississippi, by the way, with they had to run a man to beat James Meredith in the Republican primary so he wouldn't be the Republican Party's nominee for the U.S. Senate against Eastland.
Yeah.
And his name is Gil Carmichael. He's a good-looking, very fine man, Volkswagen dealer down there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a little difficult turning him off now on Eastland, but that can be done. This fellow Clark Reed down there, Mr. President, has really been a loyal supporter of you.
Oh, I know he has, yeah.
And they tried to overthrow him as state chairman because he had been so loyal to Washington. But he prevailed, and so we'll have a little trouble turning that guy by the way, McClellan's got a real problem coming.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah.
And I don't know really what we can.
Did he tell me that he might lose?
Yes, sir.
That'd be a tragedy.
Now, the state chairman, Republican chairman, is trying to help him sub Rosa down there, but they...
Well, have we got anybody there as a candidate in case he does lose?
Yes, sir, we've got a candidate, and he's okay. He's not not a real first rate, but Pryor is going to be bad news for us if he gets it. He's liberal.
Yeah.
And...
like another Fulbright.
Be another Fulbright, exactly. But...
But if we, if just looking at the worst of a situation, if McClellan should lose and Pryor should win, and we go in there, I mean we do well there, our guy might have a chance against Pryor. What do you think?
That's right.
I think all the Southern candidates, and I trust this is being done, you've got to have every, and Northern too, every congressman and senator has got to be made to say, I am for McGovern. You remember how they hung Goldwater around the necks of our guys in 1964, you know, and,
right.
And except in the South, killed them.
Right.
Don't you agree?
Yes, sir.
Now, that strategy's just got to be carried out here.
Right.
Are they doing it?
Well, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. This is because he isn't nominated yet. But these Southerners are going to run from it. Gee, they're going to run from it. But they, we'll see that they...
But I'd get the Southerners, but I'd also, up in the North, many of these Catholic areas and so forth. I just run good-looking Italian and Polish guys on our ticket, Irish, and let them run against the incumbent Democrat and let the incumbent Democrat say, well, he supports McGovern. He doesn't support the president of the war. You know?
Right.
I think that's the game to play at the moment.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Everything's all right in South Carolina, is it?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. South Thurman will make it all right. He's the only old man who's going to probably survive.
Well, he's doing so well with a young wife.
Yes. He's having babies.
Yeah, she is really pretty, too.
Yes.
A lovely person.
Right. But it's, we had a switchover down in South Carolina. State legislator switched because of this McGovern thing the other day. A very popular young man. Good vote getter.
Good.
And that's just an indication that we may have some more of this down through the South. Jerry Ford and is working on the Hill to sound out some of these Southern congressmen about a problem.
Wagoner ought to switch, and you know, several of those people really ought to, and when they really come down to it.
Right.
Well, although for national purposes, we just as soon basically have them switch after the election as before.
Let me tell you something I run into more and more too, Mr. President. A lot of people always ask me about this vice presidential thing. There's a lot of good sentiment for both Agnew and Connolly. I mean, both of them are well-liked.
That's good.
It's an interesting thing, is that when somebody asks you, well, what's going to happen? I say, well, I don't know, and I think Agnew, you know. And I said, what? Connolly's a good man. He's done a great job. He said, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And there are an awful lot of people that like them both. That's a very interesting thing.
Yeah. Well, it's always good to have...
Hardly anybody you can talk to that doesn't say, you know, when I tell them, I said, well, maybe in 76, you know, you'll have a scrap between those two. And they said, well, we couldn't lose. We couldn't lose. You see.
Yeah.
So that's the attitude.
Right.
But I've never seen things looking better than they're looking right now.
Well, it's still 5 months away. This is exactly 5 months away. But the main thing is that we shouldn't get out and rip and roar around yet. But this is a month to have our Democratic friends have their fight.
Right.
Don't you agree?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And they ought to have a hell of a fight between now and their convention now, I would think. I mean, the Stop McGovern thing has got to get momentum.
Right.
You'll probably see a push for Kitty now, don't you think?
I think so.
You just don't think so.
Except that I think his one big problem is how does he do anything that lends any credence to the idea that he's undermining gorgeous George McGovern?
Because McGovern's got such a appeal to the nuts.
That's right. Well, anybody other than McGovern, it would be the time to pull Teddy in, if, you know.
Yeah.
But I think that's his problem. I think he's the one man that he didn't want to ballooned.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how in the world they can get around that. So I don't worry about him as much as I did, simply because of that one thing. Plus, this assassination attempt on Wallace, I think...
Shakes him.
Not only shakes him, but I think a lot of people don't want to fool with a guy who... that cooled his potential candidacy. You just see and hear less speculation about him now than previously because of the McGovern boom and the Wallace shooting.
Yeah. Well, okay, Harry.
Yes, sir.
Flag flying by.
All right, thank you.